So my name is Tendiwe Dale Ferguson. I'm the associate pastor at Karen Christian Church in Lafayette, and I'm here with Together Colorado.
What are you doing here today?
As part of Together Colorado, we are gathered to bless our ballots, to cast them together, and really to encourage all of the members of our faith communities and the wider community to vote this election season. We really believe that casting our votes is a way of expressing ourselves and raising our voices, and there is great power in that. And so we really encourage everyone to get out and vote.
And they say that voting is a form of healing, and I'm just curious if that means anything to you, or how you take that to mean.
Yeah, so there's this sense that when too few people hold power, that injustice and unfairness and a lot of problems follow. And one of the ways that too few people hold power is when not enough people vote. And so voting is one of the ways that power gets distributed. It's not a perfect system, but it is a system that distributes power. And through that, you know, we work for greater justice in our world and human dignity for all people. And that really is an act of healing. And then I think the other piece that is really powerful is doing it together. This is not partisan. Nobody had to vote any particular way. We invited faith leaders from all sorts of different traditions. We didn't even ask what's your political affiliation, because that's not what was important. What was important is saying there's something greater than our party affiliation that binds us together. And one of those pieces is our citizenship, and a greater piece is our faith and belief that we are really called to make the world better, and to do everything we can to do that.
And just lastly, often in elections, the moral issues are framed around abortion issues. Mm-hmm. And I'm just curious what you see as the moral issues in this election.
Mm-hmm. So Amendment T is one of the big moral issues this election season for us in Colorado, and getting slavery out of our Constitution completely. It's largely a symbolic sort of move, and I think for all of us, and perhaps especially for folks like me who are white and have that privilege, to really make the statement that this is something that matters, and it matters to us, and we are willing to put our vote in that place of saying no slavery in our Constitution, no exceptions. That's one. I think the minimum wage is another. I have no idea how people live on $8.30 whatever cents it is an hour. Especially here on the Front Range, I just don't know how people do it. And so making that move to raise the minimum wage so people can begin to make their bills and support their families. I think that's another huge moral issue for us this year.
I am Rabbi Mark Soloway. I'm the rabbi of Congregation Bonai Shalom here in Boulder. I'm supporting my wonderful colleagues across denominations to get the message out that voting is a really important right and privilege, and not something that's just about politics, but about moral and faith-based choices that we make.
And have you done this type of thing in previous elections?
I have never done anything like this in any previous election, and it's also the first election that I am voting in, because I only became a US citizen last December. So it feels like an amazing moment to be here and to cast my vote in this way, with the support and the embrace of colleagues from across different faith traditions.
I'm Javanina Jobson, and I'm from Naropa University. I'm a Buddhist minister from the Shambhala Tibetan tradition. I think so many people feel invisible and unheard in our society, that at least this is one thing that each person can do, and it's an acknowledgement of one's own significance and sacred activity.
What do you see as the moral issues in this election?
Oh gosh, there's so many. You know, the moral issues are coming back to an ethical basis altogether, like what it means to be human beings, what it means to think of others besides oneself, what it means to be a compassionate person that extends their empathy and compassion to others in all kinds of ways, you know, in terms of healthcare, in terms of people having to the right to make their choice, whatever that is, you know, whether it's about their own bodies and about their own lives. And it's about health in general, you know, psychic health, psychological, physical health. Those are ethical considerations.